Almost a week after Kenyans went to the polls, the country's deputy leader, William Ruto, has been declared the next president. Ruto narrowly beat veteran opposition leader Raila Odinga with 50.49% of the vote. The announcement was delayed because of scuffles inside the vote counting centre after four of the seven members of the Electoral Commission refused to endorse the result. That's fueled fears of further violence and allegations of vote rigging. Despite the unrest, Ruto is promising Kenyans radical economic reform, gender equity, and has called for unity.
It has been a very chaotic time. We're told some electoral commissions have refused to sign on the dotted line. We are also told that some diplomats left in a huff. At some point, police had to be called in to control the situation. One side of the political divide says the verification of the results was shoddy.
In accordance with the law,
they say the election was rigged. The Electoral Commission chairperson, however, went ahead to declare the results anyway.
We have walked the journey of ensuring that Kenyans get a free, fair and credible election. It's not been an easy journey. Right now, two of my commissioners and the CEO are injured.
I know that there were predictions that I won't get to the ballot. There were predictions that we won't get here. But because there is a God in heaven, we are here.
It has been a very difficult few days. It is almost certain that Raila Odinga will likely take this battle to the Supreme Court.
Taliban fighters have held victory parades in the Afghan capital to mark a year since they seized power. Fighters and their supporters paraded banners and flags through Kabul on foot, bicycles and motorcycles. One group marched past the former US embassy. The Taliban captured Kabul after a lightning offensive, just as US troops were preparing to leave the country after two decades.